This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, September 17th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. The international labour movement has called on the G20 group of countries to focus on decent jobs and the future of work. The call came at a meeting of the G20 labour and employment ministers in Argentina in early September. The G20 is a group of governments which works internationally to address questions such as economic stability during crises like the recession of 2008. It is paralleled by the L20, the Labour 20. I talked to Pierre Abba about the L20 and its call for decent work. Mr. Abba is the General Secretary of the Trade Union Advisory Committee of the OECD. I asked him first to describe the L20.
The L20 is the voice of trade unions at the G20. It was formally created in 2011. There are other stakeholder groups that engage with the G20. There's the B20, which represents the business group. There's the C20 for civil society. It's a forum that is coordinated by the ITUC, the International Trading Confederation, and the TUAC, obviously in close partnership with the unions from the G20 countries, as well as the unions of the country holding the presidency. So what's it about? It's about work to access the ministerials of the G20 and the summit of the head of states, and among the ministerial, the employment ministerials. But it's not only about bringing our voice to the ministerial and summits. It's also about participating in the many working groups, because the G20 is a process. Over a full year, there are perhaps a good dozen of forums or working groups that are set up by the G20 countries, including a working group on employment. And the L20 has a mission here. We have to work to have access to the group, the agenda, what is being discussed, so ensure that our voice is being heard.
At the meeting of the G20 labor and employment ministers, the issue of the future of work was raised. Can you tell us a bit about the discussion?
The future of work is a broad term that is used to address all the employment and labor challenges associated with digital transformation and the combination of digitalization and globalization. There is obviously a quantitative aspect to that conversation. Where are the new jobs to be created? It is not the first time, and I guess it's not the last time, that the labor movement will have to face such a technological change, a technological leap. We have face these changes in the past. What characterizes digital transformation, and that's why there's so much conversation around this future work term, is that when you combine digitalization with globalization, well, it does pose not only quantitative issues, but also qualitative aspects, because with digitalization, in many instances, you allow employers to keep control of workers, to keep supervision of workers via data exploitation, but at arm's length. And hence, digitalization, to a large extent, allow employers to, so to speak, to escape their employer responsibilities. The most obvious example is the rise of officially called non-standard forms of work, or the new forms of precarious jobs, the rise of platform economy, whereby workers are contractually not considered as employees with all the rights that go with it, although economically they are dependent on employers. So essential that we engage into this conversation on the future of work. Clearly, we have the tool for that, support labor market institutions, support the right for workers to collective bargaining, to freedom of association, allow them to be informed, access to skills and safety nets. But beyond that, we have to be very clear with governments that digital transformation and globalization allow for new business model to be disruptive and to challenge existing regulations on tax, on data privacy, on competition, and indeed on employment. So the quantitative aspect of digital transformation is a big issue we need to address through social dialogue. The qualitative aspects is also essential, because as it looks right now, digitalization offers new opportunities for employers to outsource, new opportunities for business to escape their employer responsibilities.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.